Okay, so Fola, Pastor Fola has said it all. I don't think I need to add more, but I'll just say Pastor Fola is a very, very dear friend of mine. He's somebody that anytime I go to the UK, wherever I am, I'll get on the train and go to where he is. And I love his ministry. I know God gave me the grace to pastor him for a while and teach. But I learned from listening to him, hearing him teach. So I'm really excited to minister to his church and to the wider world online today. And I still look forward. I mean, were it not for the lockdown, I'm sure I would have found my way to the UK by now and be with them in their church. So I still look forward to that and be with them. I have a just a short, well, it's not a short message. There's a man of God that says, I never finish preaching, I just quit. It's going to be like that for me today. I'm just going to really start teaching what I'm teaching. When I have another opportunity, I'll pick up from where I stopped today. And Pastor Fola has started his church on it. I think they're going to start December 22 on a fast into the coming year. Listening to the Lord for a word from the Lord for the coming year. So the things I'm going to be sharing are going to be in that direction, not necessarily entirely in that direction, but get the ball rolling. So I'm just going to start, and wherever I stop, I will pick up from there whenever we meet again. So I'm going to be talking on God's Rhema word, and if you look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17, he says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now there are two Greek words for word. There is a rhema, and there is the word logos. The logos is just the entirety of God's revelation to mankind. It's the whole Bible. You have your Bible there. I've got my Bible. Yeah, I'm using the E version of my Bible today. But you've got your Bible. The whole word of God in that Bible is called the Logos of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The word that is used there is the word Logos. So that's the Logos of God. The Logos of God is the general counsel of God to all humanity. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is God's Logos. But in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word that is used there is the word rhema. And the general definition for that is the spoken word of God. But the rhema of God is much more than the spoken word of God. It's God's word for you now. It's the word of God that speaks to your life at the moment, to your circumstances, to your problems, to your issues. The word that enables you to see yourself in the moment differently is the word of God that enables you to see at the circumstances that you're going through right now. Somebody defined God's rhema as a specific word to a specific person in a specific situation. So I'm going to be talking about that. If you look at Psalm 119, verse 130, it says, the entrance of thy word giveth light, giveth understanding unto the simple. The entrance of your word giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. So the word there, I know that that's the Hebrew Old Testament is not necessarily written in Greek, but if you look at that word, the entrance of your word there, it will then fit into our definition of the word rhema. That word, the entrance of your word, means the opening of your word, the unveiling of God's word. And that's the word that brings light into your situation. That's what the rhema is. The rhema is the word of God that speaks to your situation now, brings light into your circumstances. That's the word that brings faith. That's the word that gives you faith, that gives you the faith to overcome the circumstance. And that word, that Hebrew word, the Hebrew word translated as entrance, also means to unsheath something. That's like a soldier in the battlefield, you know, he carries that sword in a sheath. You know, I was watching some time ago, the deadliest sword in the world is the Japanese sword. the Japanese sword, the is called the katana. That is the deadliest sword is that any human being has been able to make in the world. And they put in so much diligence into making that sword that and after they made it, it's so deadly that just one strike of it, your head is off your neck. And after they made it, they make a special sheath for it that where it's carried in, is carried in that sheath. And that sword is sheathed. And until you pull it out of the sword, out of the sheath, it can't do any harm to anybody. And yet when you pull it out of that sheath in battle, just one strike and the head of the enemy is off. And that's the meaning, that's the meaning of that word to the entrance. It means to unsheath a sword. And so you can be carrying the deadliest weapon in the universe, which is the word of God, until it's unveiled to you, until it's revealed to you, until you get the light of it and it begins to speak to your circumstances. It's not deadly to the enemy. It's just like that Japanese soldier out there carrying that deadly sword in the sheath. It will not do anything to the enemy. The enemy would not be afraid of it until he pulls it out and unsheaths it in battle. And so that's what the word of God is, the word of God in the Bible. It's not going to do you any good. The devil doesn't fear the Bible per se. The Bible, you can wave the whole Bible at the devil, and he's not going to do any good. He's not going to heal you. He's not going to set you free from your oppression. He's not going to set you free from whatever the enemy is doing in your life until it becomes a rhema word. Until it becomes a rhema word. When that word becomes a rhema word and you begin to see yourself in the new light, in the light of that word, that is when it becomes dangerous to the enemy. And that's what the devil fears. You know, the devil fears it when the Lord begins to reveal his word to you concerning your situation. When the word of God is revealed to you in the area of sickness and you wave that word at sickness, that's when the enemy begins to backtrack. And that's why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, it says the word of God praying always. I think that's very important. I want to look at that scripture in Ephesians chapter 6. Let me just go there quickly. It's very important that I say that to you. The rhema word. That is the word that the enemy fears. That's the word that is dangerous to Satan. And that's what Satan does not want you to have. And when you get a hold of it, the devil will do everything he can to stop it in your life. Because that's the word that is dangerous to him and his kingdom. They fear it. You see, the name of Jesus is mighty, but until that name becomes a revelation to you, that name is not dangerous to the enemy. You know, when I was when I was in secondary school, there was this idea going around that, and I think it still goes around all over the place, where you take the Bible, if you are going through any form of satanic oppression, and you take the Bible, shove it under your pillow, and those demons and evil spirits that come to oppress you at night, when they see the Bible, they will run away from you. I don't know how much that works for anybody. Certainly didn't work for me much. Until the content in that scripture becomes revealed to you, until the content in the Bible becomes a revelation to you and it becomes a rhema, the devil doesn't fear it. And that's what I want to be talking to you today about, the rhema word of God, the revealed word, the word that speaks to your circumstances, the word that is personalized to you, the word that speaks to you where you are in your situation, the word that brings understanding to you in that situation. That's the one that the devil fears. If all of hell fears that word, and the devil will do everything he can to talk you out of it. And so in Ephesians chapter 6, I want to read that to you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, if you read that on and on, it begins to describe the armory of the believer, patterned after the armory of the most dangerous military force in the world at that time, which was the Roman army. And that time, the Roman army, when you saw a Roman soldier in his full military gear, He represented the greatest empire in the world at that time. And there was no army that was as feared in the world as the Roman army. And so it's much like describing the American soldier in his full military gear. That's what Paul is doing in his time. So, and then he begins to talk about the full armor of the Roman soldier and begins to liken it to the armor of the believer today. Now, let's look at that. If you read that on, because of time, I'm not going to read into the details. I'm not going to talk about the details of that. But I want to go straight down to verse 17. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always." The word of God praying always. The sword of the Spirit. That's the rhema. Now, it's not the logos. It's talking about the rhema of God's word, the unveiled word. That's what the psalmist is talking about in Psalm 119, verse 130, which says, "The entrance of your word, the unsheathing of your word." You know, the Roman soldier can carry that dangerous weapon, the sword, in his sheath and go into battle and get killed in battle, until he pulls that sheath out and waves it at the enemy is not going to be afraid of him. That's what he's talking about here, the unveiled word, the rhema word of God. The rhema word of God. That's the word of God that the devil fears. That's what you can use to turn circumstances around and turn the problems of life around. That's the word that turns sickness into health. The rhema of God, the word of God, praying always, the spoken word of God. That's the word of God. When it's revealed to you and you speak it at the situation, you begin to see changes in your life and circumstances. And so that's the word I want to be talking to you about for the next couple of minutes. And there's so much in it. And wherever I stop, I'm just going to have to stop there. And then I'm going to pick it up when I meet with you guys again. Okay, so that's the rhema word of God, the revealed word of God. And that word rhema, the Greek word rhema, also means, the gush effect. I got that from studying that the rhema word of God today. The gush effect. You know, when you take a bottle of Coke or a canned drink and you open it, what happens? The thing gushes out. The content gushes out. That's the rhema word. It's called that Greek word, rhema. The Greek, it literally means the gush effect. And Jesus said, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. That's the rhema word. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's the rhema word. That's the word of God that comes flowing out of your spirit, bubbling out of your spirit. And that's the word that destroys circumstances and destroys whatever the enemy is doing in your life, and you release the rhema word of God against it. That's the word that becomes a revelation to you. That's the word that becomes a revelation to you. That's the word that makes you dangerous to the enemy. He can't stand it. He can't stand it. That's the gush effect. That's what the definition of that word, the rhema, the gush effect, is the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 162 says, let me just read that. Psalm 119, verse 162. I believe it will be put there. "I rejoice at your word as one that has found a great spoil." That's the rhema. The revelation of it makes you to rejoice like somebody that's found a great spoil, like a hunter that has found a great treasure. A great treasure. "I rejoice at your word as one that has found a great treasure." It's a great treasure. The rhema of God's word. And that's the reason why the devil does everything to talk us out of it. To talk us out of it. You see, the Bible says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." When that becomes a revelation to you, when that becomes a revelation to you and you begin to release it against the forces of darkness, sickness cannot stand in your body. It's not just because it's written in Exodus 15, verse 26. That scripture in Exodus 15, verse 26 is not dangerous to the devil. But when it becomes a revelation to you, and you know that he's the Lord that healeth thee, and you release it against the forces of darkness, they can't stand it. They can't stand it. That's the word that Jesus used on the mountain of temptation when the devil came against him and he released the rhema word against him. The devil could not stand. The moment he said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Jesus said, it is written. That's the rhema word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That was the rhema of God. When Jesus released that word against the devil, case closed. The devil had to move to something else. The devil had to move to something else because that case closed. That's the power of the rhema word of God. And I want you to get into the word of God. Get into the word of God until the word of God becomes a revelation to you. Not because I'm saying it. Not because somebody out there said it. But because you know that you know that you know that you know that this is the word of God for me in the moment. That's the power of the rhema word. A specific word for a specific person in a specific situation. Okay, so let's look at Job 22. I'm going to sit on Job 22 for a while. Job 32, let's read from 15 to 20 and begin to look at some of the characteristics of the rhema word. Job 32. And we'll begin to look at some characteristics of the rhema word. This was a man called Elihu speaking. Elihu was there. Sitting down there listening. Job was afflicted. He was in trouble. And he had three friends that came and they talked in this direction and they talked in that direction and they talked in several different directions. All to the effect to tell Job, Job, you have sinned. That's the reason why you're going through all these problems. There is sin behind it. If you had not sinned, God is punishing you, Job. Own up. Own up to your sins. That's why you're going through all these hassles. That's the reason why you've lost all your kids. You lost everything you have. You lost your health. Now you're at the verge of dying. Own it up, Job. You've sinned. You've done something wrong. And so many times we think, all trouble has sin behind it. If somebody's going through a difficult time, it's because he's done something wrong. Not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. And that Job wouldn't accept the argument. And Elihu sat down there for 32 chapters. He wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't say anything. The Bible says a spiritual man discerneth all things, but he himself is discerned of no man. That's the character of a spiritual man. A spiritual man doesn't just go. You don't know him on first appearance. He sat down there. The man that had the answer to their problems was sitting down there listening to them for 32 chapters. And nobody knew this is the man that has the answer to our situation. He listened to them and listened until when they finished talking, he finally found out that these guys don't have an answer for Job. I'm going to have to talk. That's another thing about spirituality. You don't flaunt it. You don't flaunt it. You don't advertise it. And when the time comes, you speak up. And that's what Elihu did. And if you look at Job's three friends, just go around, read the book of Job. And you see that many times they said certain things that were true. They said certain things that were true, but those words did not apply to Job in his situation. They were not rhema words. I wish I had time. I could go and tell and go step by step and tell and give you the some of the things that Job's friends said to Job. Some of them, and that's why it's documented in scripture, some of them were true. But because it was not speaking to Job in his situation, Job did not get any help from those things that those guys said until Elihu brought forth the rhema word. And now let's look at that. Job chapter 32. I'm going to sit down on this scripture for a while. They were amazed and they answered no more. They left off speaking. When I had waited for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will also answer my part. And I will show my opinion. For I'm full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine, which had no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. Remember, I told you that the Greek word rhema means to gush forth, the gush effect. That's what he's describing there. He says, My belly is like wine with no vent. In other words, like you see a bottle of wine. Cocked. The wine is cocked. And if you've ever opened a bottle of wine that's been there for a while, you pop it off the content in it comes gushing out. The content in the wine just comes gushing out, overflowing. That's what Elihu is describing here. The power of the Rhema word, that thing was cocked inside of him, waiting to come out. That was the Rhema word. He had a Rhema word for Job. And that's what he's describing there, the Rhema word of God. And he says, my spirit or my belly is as wine which has no vent. It is ready to burst forth like new bottles. That's the Rhema word. That's the word of God for a specific person in a specific situation. And that word is like wine bottled up inside of you wanting to come out. And when it comes out through your lips, it changes the situation. Now, what happened to Job? What happened to Job when Job received the Rhema word from Elihu? His entire situation turned around. His entire situation turned around. And when Elihu got speaking, and said everything he had to say to Job, that was when God moved on the scene and complimented what Elihu has said. You know, that's another thing about the power of the Rhema word. Until you act on it, you're not going to get extra from God. Extra only came after Elihu had spoken everything that was in his spirit. Then God moved in and said, okay, I'm going to give you some extra, Job. And that was when his situation turned all around. That's the power of the revealed word. And that's the reason why the devil fears it. Because when it comes, when you get a revelation of what the word of God says about you, coronavirus is not going to scare you anymore. The Bible says with long life, he will satisfy you. When you get a revelation of that, you're not going to be afraid of COVID-19, coronavirus, tuberculosis or whatever. It's not going to kill you because you have God's word. You've received the revelation. You've got a rhema from heaven about living long. And you will live long and you will live and not die. So that's the power of the rhema word. And I want you to begin to listen out as you study the word of God for his rhema. Ask him for a rhema word for your situation and your circumstance. That's the word that will turn your circumstances around. Now, I want to speak some of the characteristics of that word, the rhema word. He says, behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new wines. I will speak that I may be refreshed. My God, what a statement. He said, I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Now notice, he said, I'm going to speak it. You see, when you get a rhema word, it's going to come out of your mouth. You get a rhema word, you're not going to be able to hold it in your spirit. It's going to come out of your mouth. And that's why he says, the word of God, praying always. That's the word of God you enter into battle with the forces of darkness. And when you release that word, the devil cannot handle it. He can't handle it. All the forces of darkness will have to retreat. Now, that's what I want to start talking about. I want to, for the next couple of minutes, I'm going to just unveil that word. I will speak that I may be refreshed. What a statement. I will speak that I may be refreshed. Now, let's look at that word, refreshed. That Hebrew word is ravach. Ravach. That's the Hebrew word translated to refresh. And that word means to force open a space. It's like somebody that is being cramped. You can hardly breathe. And the things are pressing on you and cramping you. That's the meaning of the word affliction. That's the word affliction. The Greek word affliction means things are pressing on you, cramping you, squeezing you. You got no space. I mean, we've all been in conditions in life. I've been in situations in life where it looks like I'm not going to get through this. Everything is cramping on me. Everything is squeezing me into a tight spot, and it looks as if you are being choked. You can't leave. That's what this man is talking about. The forces of darkness are bearing down hard on you. And he says, I'm going to speak the rhema that I might be refreshed. That's what it means to force a space open. You know, the devil is going to squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you with whatever he's got on you until you die. He's not going to back off. He's not going to back off until you speak that word of God out of your mouth, the Rhema word of God, that word that is revealed to you concerning your finances, concerning your health, concerning your family, concerning your kids, concerning your home, concerning your church, concerning the coming year. The devil is always telling some people they're not going to get into the coming year. Well, speak the word of God into that situation, the Rhema word. That's the word that's going to force open the space for you. You know, somebody said life gives to every one of us that which we demand of it. That's the Rhema word. You place a demand on life with the Rhema word, and you say, I'm not going to have it this way anymore. Devil, you're not going to squeeze me anymore. You're not going to take my finances anymore. You're not going to steal my health anymore. You're not going to take my kids. You're not going to take my family. You're not going to steal my my ministry. You are not going to cheat me out on life anymore. I'm speaking God's Rhema word into the situation. That's what will force space open for you. That's what is going to give you a breathing space. That's what is going to give you a breathing space. Now, there's so much for me to say on this, but begin to dare to speak the Rhema word of God out of your mouth into your circumstances and your situation, and things will begin to turn around. And that's what Elihu said. He said, look, I'm being cramped up here, and I'm going to speak that I might have space. Hallelujah. I'm going to have space. Create my space in life. And when he spoke, they began to listen to him. And do you know that Elihu got his space in life? Elihu is documented in the book of Job. His life and ministry is still affecting us till this very day because he dared to speak up. He created his own space in life because he dared to speak the word of God. Dare to speak the word of God. Life will give you your space. Life will give you your space. Circumstances will give you your space. People will back off and give you your space in life. When the space that God has created for you, you begin to take it up and live in it. When you begin to speak that revealed word. The word of God in just the scriptures in the Bible is not going to make the devil back off. But when you speak it out of your mouth, he's going to start retreating. The forces of darkness will begin to retreat away from you, creating space for you in life. That is the power of the spoken word. I want to end this today by going to Genesis chapter 3, verse 18. And I'm, like I said, I like the man of God, the man of God who said, I never stop preaching. I just quit. And I've not finished this topic. I'm going to pick it up when next I meet with you guys. I'm just going to pick up from where I stopped. But I just want to conclude at Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. It's right there on the screen already. You can read it. And they heard a sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Now, that's a very, very, very powerful statement. Now, this was at the occasion of the fall of Adam, when Adam committed that sin of high treason, and he sinned. All of a sudden, he became spiritually dead, and sin consciousness got into his spirit, and the same God that he was used to having fellowship with, all of a sudden, he began to run away from him. And that's what sin does to us, isn't it? Sin makes us to run away from God, a loving, caring God. And the Bible says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, in order we can come back into fellowship with God. Now, I want you to see something here. Elihu said, I will speak that I might be refreshed. Now, that word refreshed, I've told you, is ravak. And I'm unveiling that word. I'm revealing that word to you. I've showed you that aspect of that word that has to do creating a space. The speaking of God's word will cause the forces of darkness to back off. They will back off. That's the reason why Satan fears it. He fears it. He knows it. It knows the power of it in your life. Now, let's look at it. Let's look at it. That's the same word that is used here in Genesis 3, verse 8, where it says, and God came, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. Now, this word, the cool, that is the same Hebrew word translated as space. That word is ravach, the ravach of the day. And let me read it to you from one of these rabbinical translations. That's lovely. I got it from one of those rabbinical translations, the Chumash. They call it the Chumash. The five books of the Bible in the Hebrew is called the Chumash. And I have a translation here by one of these rabbis, the Chumash. It's lovely. Let me read it from you from that translation. And they heard the voice of God withdrawing into the garden in the direction of the day. My God. It doesn't say the cool of the day, because that same Hebrew word translated Chumash means direction. In the direction of the day. And it simply means that tells you something about God's relationship with Adam before he fell. He used to visit them in the garden, and his word will give them direction for every day. And that's what God had come to do. He had come to give them instructions for the day. That's the rhema of God. That's the word that gives direction to your life. You see, like I said, this is something very powerful, and I'm going to pick up from here when next I come on. In the direction of the day, that's the word of God, the rhema, the word of God that will bring direction into your life for the day. That's the reason why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, and if you read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak. Morning by morning, he wakens me. Now, Bible scholars all over the world agree that this scripture is a prophetic word about the ministry and the life of Jesus Christ. It says, morning by morning, God woke him up to receive a rhema word. That's the word that will give direction to his life and ministry for that day. Jesus Christ is called the second Adam. And the life he lived is a picture of the life that the first Adam was supposed to have lived. And we see God coming into the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. That word means in the direction of the day. God was coming in with his rhema word into the Garden of Eden for that day to give direction for the day. This is what the day is going to look like. This is the assignment for today. This is what you're going to be doing today in the direction of the day. And that's how the second Adam lived. Morning by morning, he went up that mountain to receive a rhema word from his creator, from his father, his heavenly father. And begin your day. And that's the reason why a lot of us live life confused with no direction for the day, because we won't start our day with the word of God. We won't start our day meditating on the word of God. We won't start our day receiving a rhema word from God. Start every day with your ears tuned up to heaven to receive a word for that day. For that day. And that's why I love what Pastor Fola is doing in Love Assembly Liverpool, beginning the year with fasting and praying to receive a rhema word for the coming year. That's the word that will give direction to the coming year. And those of you that are believers, even non-believers, as we enter into the coming year, let your ears and your heart be tuned up to heaven to receive a rhema word from God. There's so much more to teach you on the subject of the rhema word, but I'm going to leave it there for today. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself, head of the church, keep you, bless you, and hold you up in his grace.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that, Dr. Felix. So much to chew there. And please, yeah, we're not letting you go. There are some questions coming up. I really, really appreciate that's vintage Dr. Felix Dolo. Like I said at the start, this was the man who raised me up in the ministry. And you have not disappointed me still as as ever. And some questions. And please, those watching, if you want to ask a question, thank you for everyone that's been commenting on the Facebook Live, those commenting on the YouTube. It's Love Assembly Liverpool YouTube. And on Slido.do, that's the code there, hashtag Love Slido. You want to ask a question anonymously. You don't want us to know it's you. Please go on that Love Slido.do, S-L-I.D-O. If you just type it on Google, it's going to ask you for a code. Just type the hashtag there. It's L-O-V-E-S-L-I-D-O. I will be checking here. The media team will be checking there, and they will be posting your questions. So thank you very much from all over the place, people watching. I can see a couple of idolos. My favorite idolo, Uteru, is there. Good to see you, Uteru, online. And I also saw Yinka is online. Yinka, we knew as Yinka Ige. Now, Yinka.
Let's get a comment from Yinka. Where is her comment? I want to see that comment from Yinka.
These were the people.
Can that, you wave her hand and say hello, please?
Okay, she's done that earlier, actually. But if she can wave again, Yinka, if you're hearing us. And also, Toyin, we knew Toyin then as Toyin Shokefu. She's now T.Y. Bello. She's also there on YouTube. Thank you, all these people watching from all over. So please, we want to see. That's a comment from T.Y. Bello. She says she's so happy. Wow, to see you.
Yeah, Toyin. Every time I see that name, I hear that name, I get excited. Oh, Yinka, I can see you.
It's a great reunion online from everywhere where they're all watching from. So there's a question. You were sharing the topic tonight, everybody. Dr. Felix has been sharing on God's Rhema word. And I wrote this down, God's Rhema word. You know, this is how I just wrote it. Word of God for a specific person in a specific situation. So I'm in a specific situation, and the word of God comes to me in that specific situation for the specific circumstances I'm going through. So the question here, so please, people, go on Slido, write your questions, because Dr. Felix is not going. He's going to answer these questions by the grace of God. So now the question is, you know, just want you to elaborate a bit. How? Okay, I'm in a specific situation now. I'm going through a specific circumstance. How do I get that specific word from God to my specific situation? Practically, in a very, you know, how does that happen? You know, because I can tell you, sir, so many things I learned from you in those days, and still watching your podcast. I still watch one today. And, you know, you can open the Bible and, you know, take the Bible like that, literally. Okay, yeah, that's God speaking to me. You know, I can just open now. Okay, God speak to me. And then I open the Bible. And then the scripture just comes and say, yeah, that's God speaking to me. But how do we get this Rhema word? If you want to, you know, break that down a bit for us.
Okay, like I said, I like the man of God that says, I never stop preaching, I just quit. So there's still a lot here, and I praise, look to God that I'm going to have time to talk more on it. However,
by the way, Dr. Felix, I just want to announce to everybody, Dr. Felix is one of the people speaking at our annual retreat this year. It starts on the 20th of December and ends on the 31st. So so I'm just saying so that we tie you down and commit you online. You can. That's a Rhema word from me to you. So 20th, last 12 days of the year, we spend the last 12 days to receive Rhema word for the next 12 months of the following year. We've been doing this as a church for the past 18 years by the grace of God. So Reverend Felix will be back one of the days during the retreat. So go on, sir.
Okay, sorry, so let's look at Isaiah, that scripture that I quoted. It will give us some insight into how to receive a rhema word from God. Isaiah 50, verse 4, it says, that will give us some insight into how Jesus did it, and the Bible says we should follow in his footsteps. Hmm. Now, it says, let's look at Isaiah 50, verse 4. Hmm. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, number one, learning. Hmm. So, you have to give yourself to learning. You have to give yourself to scriptures. You have to give yourself to study. You have to give yourself to meditation of the word of God. The tongue of the learning. If you never go to the word of God, you never go to time, spend time in the word of God like we're doing now in this Bible study. This is Bible study. You can get a rhema from this Bible study. How did Job get a rhema? From Elihu. He got Elihu came to his situation and spoke. That's the type of the fivefold ministry. You can get a rhema listening to a man of God speaking God's word to your situation in that specific time. So if you never spend time with the word of God, you will never. If your time is preoccupied with the issues of life, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you want to do is jump off to go to work. You never spend time to give time to God to speak to you, then it's going to be difficult for you to get a rhema word. So that's the first thing, learning. The tongue of the learned. He gave himself to learning. You've got to give time to the word of God. You've got to give time to scriptures. You've got to give time to study. You've got to give time to reading your Bible. You've got to give time to listening to anointed men of God. I'm not just talking about just anybody. I'm talking about people that you know that are sound in the word of God, that are anointed to bring the word of God to you. You can receive a rhema from them. Job received the rhema from Elihu that turned his situation around. Okay, so the tongue of the learned. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. That's another key to it. Morning by morning. Morning by morning. In other words, beginning the day in the word of God. Beginning your day not worrying. I mean, you get up from bed, I would say spend the first few minutes in quiet meditation in the word of God. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Let God have it. Let God have that 10, 15 minutes of waking up from bed. Retire to a quiet place in your house, a quiet place in your office. Pull out the scriptures and begin to meditate on them. Mm-hmm. Get alone with God. Get quiet in your spirit. Get quiet on the inside so that God can speak to you. He says a word in season. He wakens me morning by morning. Then he says, it wakens my ear. Like I said, there are many aspects to this, but these are tips. Tips to receiving from the Holy Spirit a rhema word for your situation. Then he says, he wakens my ear. That Hebrew word means to have your ears just like a dog. If you have a dog at home, you see sometimes these little dogs, they're very, very, very sensitive to noise and picking up things. You know, I have a little dog, a Jack Russell in my place here. And, you know, we laugh many times when we talk in our family because we say Jack Russell can pick up something from 1 kilometer away, can pick up a sound from kilometers away. But they have a way of just turning that ear away from everything in the direction of what the sound that is coming. And that's the meaning of that word, he wakens my ear. In other words, to have your ears tuned to heaven. It's just like right now, wherever you are, you have CNN coming in, you have Fox News, you have radio stations, you have all kinds of stations, but you only get to see what you want to see. You only get to receive what into your home, what you tune into. And that's how it is with God. God is speaking to us all the time. But only those of us that dare to tune in to heaven, heaven's frequency, will begin to hear what God has to say. God is talking to you all the time. He's talking to you about your issues, your problems, your circumstances, your health. God is talking to the whole world today about COVID-19. The whole world is giving a word to the whole world today about COVID-19 that can get us through, get us above it, and get us beyond it. But only those that tune into heaven's frequency will hear what the word of the Lord is saying. So tune in. Tune in your spiritual antenna. How do you do that? By prayers. You pray, you ask God in the morning, Lord, speak to me. Lord, talk to me. Lord, give me a word. You pray, asking for a word. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So you go to God with a heart of prayer. Take your Bible to God and say, Lord, let your spirit give, unveil this word to me. And that's what happened to Peter. Peter said, Jesus asked, who do men say I am? He said, "All." He listened to every one of them. They got it wrong. Then Peter stood up and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father who is in heaven. That's a rhema word. Hmm. That's a rhema word. Peter was listening to God and he received the word from heaven. So those are tips. Let me just end that. I was going to come to it at the somewhere down my teaching, but I'm going to end with Psalm 1. I'm going to end with Psalm 1, this, answering this question with Psalm 1. Let's go to Psalm 1. I'm going to end that with Psalm 1. It says here in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Torah. The Hebrew word Torah does not just mean the Ten Commandments. It means the totality of God's revelation to us. That's the Torah. The whole Bible is the Torah. That's the Hebrew word. In fact, the modern Hebrew, when I was in medical school, we had this big book that was called Gray's Anatomy. Most of us never read it, but we loved carrying it around because every other student that saw with that big book respected us. These medical students, they can read, you know. Because we carried that huge book. Everything about anatomy was in that book. And there's a movie called Grey's Anatomy today. There's a movie called Grey's Anatomy, named after that big book. So I think medical students all over the world are respected because of that book called Grey's Anatomy. So in Hebrew, in the Hebrew language, they would refer to that book as the Torah of anatomy.
Hmm.
In modern Hebrew, they would call that the Torah of anatomy because everything about anatomy of the human body you'll find in that book. That's what the Torah is, the Torah of life. The Bible is the Torah of life. It's not just the Ten Commandments. It's the totality of God's revelation to you about your life.
Mm.
Mm. It says in his Torah, the Torah of life. So in the Bible, you find revelation of everything. If you are a woman and you want to have babies, you're not having kids, the Torah of God speaks to that situation. If you are in financial situation and your situation are not turning around, the Torah of God speaks to your finances. If you are struggling with sickness in your body, cancer, whatever, the medical doctors may have given you a diagnosis of an incurable condition. But there is no incurable condition with God. Jehovah, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The literal Hebrew translation says, I am God, your physician.
Hmm.
And the Jewish people knew exactly what God was talking about when he said, I am your physician, because the Egyptians were the best physicians in the world. We still have procedures today that the Egyptians gave to us. Greek medicine, which became modern medicine, was copied from the Egyptian medicine. They were the best physicians all over the world. They were specialists. They were the best surgeons. Egypt gave surgery to the world. And so when the Egyptians got sick, they went to their physician. And so when God told the Israelites, I am the Lord, your physician, they knew exactly what he was talking to them. He was telling them, I'm going to be your medical doctor. He was speaking to them. And with him, the Egyptians had conditions that they could not cure. But with Jehovah Rapha, there is no incurable.
Hallelujah.
So you receive a rhema word. You go to the Torah of God and you receive that part of his revelation that speaks to your sickness. And you begin to wave that against the forces of sickness. They will back off from you.
Amen. Amen.
So in the Torah, now let's look at it. It says, and in his Torah, he meditates day and night. That's how to receive a rhema word. You meditate on the scriptures. Okay, in his Torah. Now, I want you to look at that word, in his Torah. Now, that word, his, is capitalized, but that was done at the privilege of the translators. It just says his Torah. if you read it very carefully, it wasn't actually referring to the Torah of God. It's talking about your Torah. It's talking about the word of God personalized to you. In other words, through meditation, it's not just the Bible anymore. It has become God's word to you. It's become your word. It's become the word of God speaking to you personally. You can put your name in those promises. When he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, it becomes such a revelation to you. You can put your name. He is the Lord that heals me, Felix. He is the more Lord that heals me, Pastor Fola. He is the word that heals me, Ese. He is the word that heals me, Okemute. I'm talking about my kid's name now. My children. So that's how you receive a rhema. You meditate on it until you can put your name in there. It's God that speaketh to you personally. It's not just what the pastor preached on Sunday anymore.
Thank you, sir.
It's now you know that 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 this is God's word for me in this situation. And that's what will turn everything around. Like I said, I said I will end it in... but let me quickly go to James 1. I'll end it there. I promise you this time. I promise you this time. Let's go to James chapter 1. On the rhema of God, receiving that rhema. Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 24. No, let's read from verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one shall be blessed in what he does. He's talking about the man who, that's talking about the Rhema word now. He keeps looking on it and looking at it and looking at it. Another translation says he looks at it until he starts seeing himself in it. You see, you look into that word until you start seeing yourself in the word of God. When he says, you are seated together with Christ in heavenly places, you start seeing yourself seated there at the right-hand side of God. When he says, he that overcometh the world, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. You start seeing yourself as that person that he's talking about. When he says, he has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, he's not just talking about the church anymore. He's talking about you. You can say, oh, Felix is blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's a rhema word. It's become a rhema word to you when you start seeing it personalized to you. You start seeing yourself in it. You start seeing yourself in it. It becomes God speaking to me now. The Bible is God speaking to me now in my situation, now in my circumstances. So the way to receive it is to start looking. Start studying, start meditating prayerfully with your ears tuned up to heaven. Your ears are tuned up to heaven to receive a word based on scriptures. I'm not talking about some kind of word that is out of line with the Bible. No. Talking about hearing voices.
That's right, sir.
Hearing voices. I'm talking about hearing God in your inner man, in your spirit, in your thoughts. I'm talking about the word that suddenly comes to life. The word that suddenly opened up to you. The opening of the word. That's why it says the entrance of your word giveth light. The literal Hebrew says the opening of it or the unsheathing. Like a soldier pulling out the sword out of the sheath. That's when it becomes dangerous. It's like a policeman with his gun in the weapon belt. That gun is not going to do anything as long as it's sheathed. But the moment the policeman pulls it out of that weapon belt and aims it at the criminal will start paying attention. That's the word of God that is unveiled. The word that is opened up to you. As you meditate on it, suddenly the Holy Spirit will come in there and open it up to you. That's the Rhema word. Hallelujah. That's the word that turns circumstances around. That's the word that will carry us from 2021 into 2022. That's the word that will cause us to outlive this plague called COVID-19. That's the word that will put us above it and beyond it, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You know, you've answered the next question that's here. There are some other questions coming up. That how do I know that I have received the Rhema word? And from what you've said, until I start seeing myself in that word, that's when it becomes a Rhema. That's when I know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's quite explicit. And, you know, there's a testimony, you know, the last time, because at times I just like to make it real, you know, because at times one of the things I've learned from you is, you know, the reality. I remember you taught us, did a series of teaching. You know, in those days, let me confess to you, Pastor Felix, I mean, never have told you. I remember in those days, you will start a topic and you will teach it for like 5-6 weeks, the same thing. You know, but it's like you're, you know, peeling it and peeling it
like that.
You know, now I see what you mean. You know, years after now, I can actually relate with that. You keep looking at it. You keep gazing at that perfect word. You keep hearing it until you see yourself in it.
Yes.
You know, which answers that question. How I know that I've received, you know, a Rhema word. Now, there's a testimony to keep it very real. You know, the last time you came to Liverpool and you ministered in Love Assembly, you were ministering, and I think as you were speaking and teaching, you gave a word. You said specifically, you know, I'm sure my wife won't mind me sharing this, because I will have said there was a woman in the church. But let me tell you, it hit home. You did share, you spoke the word. And you said that there was a woman and there was a lump, you know, in her breast. And you gave a word. Now, this is the interesting part. My wife, when you were ministering, was in the children's church. We were going through a scary moment, you know, in my family. My wife was having that health challenge. I don't know specifically how many years ago it was. And we didn't tell anybody. We were praying. It was there. The lump was there. And you spoke that word. And I forgot it. My wife will remember exactly what he said. So I went to my wife and I said, Pastor Felix gave this word about a woman with a lump in her breast and something about the lump disappearing. Sir, several weeks, I don't know how many weeks, maybe 2 weeks, thereabout, we went. She checked it. It was there. The doctor confirmed it. The doctor was scared. I still remember the doctor telling her, what? You mean it's been here and you never said anything all this? How long has it been there? The doctor panicked. So they sent her to another center for referral where they do whatever. Well, you're a medical doctor. Dr. Felix is a medical doctor, by the way, and still practicing as a missionary in South Africa there, you know. And they checked it. And I think they confirmed. And then they told her to come back another time. Pastor Felix, between the time they told her to come back, after they checked, confirmed, and everything, the lump disappeared.
Amen.
That was a Rhema word. She took it. And to the glory of God, to the glory of God. Because at times, you know, when people hear people preaching, at times it may sound like theory. But when you've seen the reality of it, you know, and I can tell you, I've never shared this with you before. I have never, since that time you came many years ago. That was, my wife, we couldn't discuss this with anybody. It was scary. But to the glory of God, that was our testimony. Okay, so let me quickly, we have some questions, quickly, so that we can wrap up. Thank you, everybody. Like I said, by the grace of God, we will have Pastor Felix come join us. The retreat starts from next week, Monday, 20th to the 31st. Every single day, the Lord led us many years ago to receive specific word for specific month, specific year. So we spent 12 days representing 12 months of the coming year to receive Rhema, specific word to us individually as a church and also individuals for the coming year. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing. So from Monday, the announcer will announce how you can register if you want to join. It's an exclusive meeting because it's such a difficult time of the year when people are feasting, you know. But we wait to hear what God is saying. So he says, there's a question. When you get the Rhema word, he said, what do you do after? I think you've answered that, but maybe you want to say, you know, one of the, he said, if there are no, this person now says, if there are no instructions after it. So when I receive a Rhema word now, what do I do? I don't know what the person means by if there are no instructions after it.
That's interesting. Those are some of the things I'm going to, like I said, this is an expansive subject, and I'm going to be going more and more into it. However, when you receive a Rhema word, you stay with it. Because the Rhema word is a word that gives direction to your circumstances. You remember the word of God that I shared between Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, where it says, God came to Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Other translation says, in the breeze of the day. And I just read to you one of the rabbinical translations where it says, in the direction of the day. That's the word of God. The Rhema gives direction to you. You begin to know that this way I should go. But let me just bring one scripture. It's one of the scriptures that I have lined up that I'm going to come to as I teach on this Rhema word, but I'm going to bring it up a little bit prematurely just to answer this question. It says here in Psalm 119 verse 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's the Rhema word. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So when God's Rhema word comes into your situation, it begins to shed light and you begin to get direction. What to do? Maybe you go out there, start this business, do this. It comes with revelation, comes with instruction. It begins to give you understanding what steps to take next. But here are two things that you want to see in that scripture. It says the word of God is a light unto my path. That is a long term. Mm-hmm. That is the word of God that brings long-term direction into your life. You begin to see into the future. Begin to see into your destiny. It's like me, I want to travel from Polokwane. You know, I'm not very good with directions. That's just the way I am as a person. And I remember when I first came to South Africa, it used to be very scary for me to travel to Johannesburg. And because it's just one massive city with all kinds of roads and all that, it used to be very scary for me to go drive there. Where I live is a simpler place, you know. So, but every time I wanted to drive, I would get, you know. And then I traveled with some people some time ago, some many years ago, and they said, doctor, why don't you get a GPS? You can get it in any of the shops. And I got myself a GPS, and since then, I've always blessed whoever invented the GPS. Every time I get in my car and drive it, I go to Cape Town. I go to
somebody gave you a Rhema word to get a GPS.
Somebody gave me a Rhema word, and I got myself a GPS. And I go to Durban, I use my GPS. I go to Cape Town, I use my GPS. I go to Joburg, I use my GPS. I get excited, and now you know I can travel anywhere. But every time I'm going to travel there, I'll get in my car and I just punch in, take me to such and such a place in Johannesburg. So that's my destination. It's a far, far off, hundreds and hundreds of kilometers away. So that's what Rhema word does. It brings you, brings focus into your life. It begins to enable you to see into the future, the plan of God, the destiny of God for your life. And that's what Pastor Fola is talking about. We are praying, we are entering into a time of fasting and praying to get direction. What the coming year is going to be, is going to set the direction for what is up there in the coming year. But over and above that, it says the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. That's your day-to-day steps. That's the word of God shedding light. You see, I get onto my car to go to Joburg. I set the GPS to get me down there in Johannesburg. But you see, I might miss a turn. I might miss a turn. And the moment I miss a turn, guess what happens? My GPS begins to say, what do you guys call it in the UK anyway, the GPS? We call it GPS here.
Sat-nav, so satellite navigation.
Okay. We call it GPS here in South Africa. So my GPS begins to recalculate. It begins to recalculate to get me right back on track. It says, take this turn, take that turn, take this turn, take that turn. It's trying to get me right back on track again to the right route. So that is the word of God giving you direction. That's the Rhema word. It comes with instructions for what step to do, what to do next. This problem you are facing, this if it's debt, problems about debt, the problem about sickness, the word of God begins to give you instructions what step to take next, what step to take next, what to do next, what to do next. That's what the Rhema word is. You stick with it until it begins to give you step-by-step instructions. Step-by-step instructions. What to do. So you stay with that word until more and more instructions begin to come. More and more instructions begin to come. And to get you that final outcome of health, that final outcome of fulfilling your destiny. The word of God will shape your destiny. The word of God will tell you where you're headed in life. The word of God, circumstances, and I'm coming to that. I'm going to come to that. The Rhema word is what enables you to see beyond your problems and your immediate circumstances, and also begins to give you directions on instructions on immediate steps to take to get you out of the problem. That's the Rhema word. I hope that has helped whoever asked that question. No. Let me just put my laptop on charge. It's running low on voltage.
Okay, no problem, sir. So we stay with the word until we begin to receive instruction.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's
what
right.
Comes, but there are no instructions here. Stay on it.
Stay with it.
Thank you very much. A final question, and thank you everybody for joining us. And we're running a little bit over time today, but it's worth it. Like we just heard now, I'd rather stay with the word of God than rush away to go and grab a sandwich or something that's not going to benefit my life at the end of the day, except go inside the belly. So the last question says, how can I get back to the word when I've been away for long? When I read it, I feel so empty. I feel so far.
That is the trick of the enemy to steal God's word from us. You know, the Bible says this, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Notice the order in which he comes. He can't kill and destroy until he has stolen. He has to steal God's word from you. And that's why he wants to steal that Rhema word. He wants to steal it. He wants to talk you out of it. Oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't produce. It doesn't work. That's the devil trying to steal it from you. And that's what the devil does. He says, he comes to steal the word of God. But if you look at Isaiah 50 verse 4, it gives you the answer to that weariness, that tiredness, that empty feeling, is to go back to it. He says, morning by morning, he wakened me that I would listen as a student. Let me just read it again, Isaiah 50 verse 4.
That's awesome, Pastor Felix. I've never seen that scripture like that before until you broke it down tonight.
If he says, if you say you are feeling empty, you're feeling tired, you feel the cure is to go back to the same word and let God begin to renew it back to you. That's the devil trying to steal it from you. That's the devil trying to steal it from you. Let's go to Isaiah 50, verse 4. Get back to it. Get back on it. Get back to it. Get back on it. Let God renew it to you. Let God renew it back to you. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word, a Rhema word, to him that is weary. That word weary means to be worn out, to be tired, to be empty, to feel weak, down, oppressed, depressed. You feel as if there's nothing in life. He says you need a word in season. You need a Rhema word, a specific word to you in that situation that will get you right back. That will get you right back on track. It's like going to refuel. You take your car to the filling station, put the gas back into the tank. You're back on the road again. That's the meaning of that word, a word in season. So if you are feeling tired, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling empty, you're feeling you've moved away from the word of God, well, there's a one simple answer to it. Get right back onto it. And to find time with God. Spend time with God until you start delighting in God. Psalm 37 before verse 4. Let me read it. Let me conclude. At this time, I promise you I'll end it there. Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Mm. How do you delight yourself? When you delight in somebody, you spend time. But there's also another aspect to it. You may not delight in something, but the more you spend time in that thing, you start liking it, you start loving it, you start wanting to have more and more time with it. That's how it is. We have people in our lives that we started out not liking, but the more we spend time with them, the more we have to find out more aspects of them that we liked, and we begin to want to have more time. And there are people that are married to men today that at one point in time they couldn't stand. And now you're married to the same guy because you couldn't stand him at the point. But the more you spend time with him, the more you began to understand and know him, and the more you began to want to have more time with him, until you got to a point where you decided you're going to spend the rest of your life with that man. And so that's how it is with the Lord also. Delight yourself also. Begin to spend time in the Word of God. Begin to spend time with the Word of God. Begin to spend time in the Bible, meditating in it. And as God gives you more understanding of it, the more you fall in love with your Lord, with your Jesus, the more you want to spend time with Jesus, until you get to a point where you can't leave home without having spent time in meditation.
Hallelujah.
So that's how you begin. If you run out of energy, if you run out of fire, if you run out of passion, go right back to it. Go right back to it and stay with it. Stay with it until the fire comes back.
Thank you, Lord. I want to confirm what somebody sent there. That as you were speaking, I perceive strongly, Pastor Felix, that God is healing some marriages.
Amen.
You and your spouse, you've grown apart because you don't spend time together.
Amen.
You are irritating each other. You're finding your spouse irritating. And as Pastor Felix was speaking, you know, even though your spouse is irritating you now, just take that step to start spending time so you stop growing apart. At least arrest that growing apart. Just hang around the person. Stay where until that spark will come back.
Amen.
There was something that sparked your chemistry in the first place.
Hallelujah.
Return to your first love. Return. Spend time. That's the key. Is it irritating you? She's irritating you. Spend time. Just spend time. Stop going away from home. Stop looking for every excuse not to be around that person. Just be around the person. Enter the same car, even though you are irritating each other. Drive. Take her to work or something. Just spend time.
Amen.
And somebody texted that. I said, wow, I need to give this word as you were speaking.
Amen.
As you were speaking. Wow. Dr. Felix, thank you very, very much. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I know the time and everything. You are 2 hours ahead of us, and we've kept you up. So this is 8:38
in the UK. Yeah, it's a great time for me. I'm happy.
So that's 10. So it's 10:38.
I'm really happy to be RWC people again. I'm so happy to be right with them, and I look forward to being with them again. Yeah.
Thank God for the power of technology. Amen. And before I ask you to pray, sir, I just want people to know the retreat. We are retreating to hear God speak to us.
Amen.
You've given Pastor Felix share tonight practical things we can do to hear and receive a rhema word. You gave that word so profoundly in Isaiah 50. We should give ourselves to learning. Study, meditate, spend time. Just come, go to the Word. open it, just stay with the word. Learning, that's number one. And you said, he shared with us about asking for a specific word. Ask. Jesus said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock. These are the things we do. The Bible tells us about the Holy Spirit. He will teach us, guide us. He will show us things to come. Spend time in this time. We create that time. It's an hour every day for the ministry. And by the grace of God, we will be bringing Pastor Felix back. He's going to be one of the speakers on those 12 days. 12 days, 20th, next Monday to the 31st. It's a festive period. It's a noisy period. But it takes the discipline to spend the time. I'm not saying it's easy, so that's why it's exclusive for those who want to. So if you want to register for it, the details will be put on the live stream. For wherever country you are, it's easy for you to register. And we just said people should pay a token. It's just £5. The £5 is just to show that you are committed to it. We could have made it free, but with the £5, we will send you the link so that you can join, because it's an exclusive meeting. So we wouldn't be doing the live broadcast on our church live stream, but maybe one or 2 days during the retreat. So I just needed to say that so that we can put these things we've heard tonight into practice, because our lives is very important, and it's time we took our lives very, very seriously. Thank you very much again, Pastor Felix. Pastor Felix gave me a Rhema word in the early 90s. You told me clearly. He said, Fola, I see you in the fivefold ministries. Fola, amen. I see you one day on the pulpit. I see you ministering to people and all that. Do you know what I was doing in Pastor Felix's church? I started by attending his fellowship. We used to meet in a small living room. You see, there's so much power. when God says, don't despise the days of little. By the grace of God, there are names today that people are hearing all over the world. We were all in that tiny little living room. One of them is T.Y. Billow, who is online. You can confirm if I'm lying. We were all in that small living room and then grew into a fellowship. I used to go early the first time I attended, and I heard the teaching. Wow, this is so practical. This is so real. And look at this man, so simple, very unassuming, you know, no big titles, nothing. And I will come very early. Pastor Ken, I think Pastor Ken too is online somewhere.
Let him wave his hand. I want to see his hand.
Pastor Ken and Pastor Felix were, you know, two men. Pastor Ken was assisting Pastor Felix then. I would see, you know, everybody would. So I would come in early and clean the place, make sure the place is ready, and slowly, this man that you're seeing today doesn't carry any title, big title, but you've seen and heard and the testimonies. I am a living testimony of the Rhema of what he's taught tonight. And to God be all the glory. So Pastor Felix, please pray for us. Okay. For everyone listening, and then we'll hand over to the media team.
Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name for the word. I am particularly excited for all my friends that it's been years since I've been in touch with them. Like see them right back and see that your grace has been more than enough in their life. I thank you for them, oh God. I thank you that you've kept them by the blood of Jesus. You've kept them by your grace, and you kept them with your power. You've kept them in your word, and you've kept them lifted up, Lord. I thank you for their lives everywhere they are. And Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to continue to move them forward, move them into the plans that you have for them, that will become more and more and more of what you called us to be in life, Father God. May your word continue to increase in their life in the name of Jesus. For everybody else, Father God, I thank you for where they are. Those that need healing right now, Jesus is your healer. If you need healing right now, Christ is your healer. Receive healing wherever you hurt right now. Let the word of God bring healing into your body and to your mind and to your spirit. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, those that need restoration in their marriages, you are the God of restoration. You are the God of second chances and third chances. We ask you to bring restoration into their marriages. Those that need financial turnaround, Father, we ask you to turn their finances around. Those that need directions for their life, let your word come alive in them, oh God. That will bring direction in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the meeting that we've had tonight. Thank to you Jesus. Be all the glory, to you be all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Mm-hmm.